The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
And welcome to Mr. versus Mrs. LaGrasso versus LaGrasso right here on Fitzgerald's brand and Big Vito Audio. I am the Mrs. I'm Noel. I'm here with my husband, Big Vito. He's the Mr. And we are ready for an action-packed, exciting show that we spent a lot of time planning. Vito, how are you today?
B-I-G-V for the L-O-G is doing fine, baby, fine. And we're live, baby, live.
I'm sorry.
After my big shopping spree at Versace this week and, doing a little car shopping and, sinking three-pointers in my flip-flops, just give a little taste of what's to come. Everything's going good. I mean, can't complain. Super Bowl was great. I mean, Tom Brady won. I didn't watch the halftime show, not at all, but I heard they came out with jock straps on their faces.
It was because the song is about drunk driving victims and they wear masks and that thing. But it wasn't very loud. You couldn't even hear it, really. So I did like the orchestra. But it was no Prince. It was nothing will ever be Prince. Prince is my favorite. Nothing will ever be Prince. So, I mean, they should just get booked a hologram of Prince next year.
I think that we were better off with a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, you would like the wardrobe malfunctions, wouldn't you?
No, I'm not saying for myself. I say for the crowd because there's something positive to talk about. You have the Super Bowl, which is the biggest game of the year.
Right.
It's like the WrestleMania of football. Right. And all they talked about was jock straps on faces.
Yeah, it wasn't a good halftime show. But some people just watch for the halftime show because they don't like the football. And that's why, again, everybody's got an opinion because opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. Vito. I already forgot what the topic was. Anyway, last week we lost, majorly lost.
I did so well.
It was huge. I had over 70% of the vote. Wow. Yeah. Listen, most people are comfortable with their spouses getting a massage from the same sex. And it's not a couple's massage, it's separately. You wanted separate vacations, now you got to get a man to rub you down. That's the rules. Like, I don't make these things up, the people they vote for.
So the 30% who voted for me, let's go get some massages from females. Bet, yo.
What happened to you?
I had a good weekend.
Do you have some trauma in your past that you'd like to discuss?
Bet, yo.
What are you, 11 teen?
Why can't I be happy? Why is
you are happy? I'm talking about you want to get a massage from a woman. Bet, yo.
Because I'm a trendsetter. You don't have one bachelor party, you have two in two different states. So you become famous.
You're famous for two different state bachelor parties?
Yeah, I am, actually.
I got pictures from your bachelor party all night when you went. And, you came home green from your New Jersey party. You were green. And the kids said, what's wrong with him? I said, he had a bachelor party. You were green, you know?
21 $1 drinks at drink.
Oh, probably so gross. It was probably so gross.
Wow, that's pretty good.
We have shots in the fridge. I found them.
You've been sick.
I forgot all about it.
You've been sick.
I wasn't sick. I was away.
Yeah. You were sick for being away from me.
No, I was away.
No, she was away.
Wasn't sick. Vito, the topic this week that we've taken so much loving care in choosing happens to be, do you choose, or you prefer, I mean, to dress up or dress down?
I love to dress up. Always to the nines, always looking like a million, feeling like a million, doing my things like a million.
That's good. I love to dress up. Don't get me wrong. My whole life is what costume I'm going to wear next. But I enjoy dressing down. I like leggings. and oversized Stevie Nicks t-shirts. And I like to be comfortable. Now, I love to dress up and I love to be fashionable, but you can dress down and be fashionable and be comfortable as well. So therefore, I support dress down.
Right. But every time I get to go out and I step away from the house, I like to dress up because I have a lot of nice clothes, I have a lot of nice jewelry, I like to look my best when I'm out in public. Okay?
It sounds like you were insulted.
Not because, you know why? Because every time I get dressed, what are you wearing? I better change.
Well, here's the thing, Vito. I could go, okay, we're going to Disney World, all right? I use Disney as an example. It's not a good example because we usually wear Disney stuff, but go to Disney World. You come out, going to Disney World, you're wearing a Rolex watch. Who wear the Rolex watch to an amusement park?
We were going to friggin' one of the dinners.
No, I'm just using this as an example. You're wearing a Rolex watch, a nice button-down shirt, you've got on dress shoes. And here I come out with like short shorts and a Mickey t-shirt with some ears on. Now, do we even look like we left the house together?
We don't even look like we lived together. We're in a relationship.
How so? Because I'm so good looking and you're, you know, well.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Is that exactly it? Oh, how nice of you to say that. How nice of you. Now, I'm saying we don't look like, you don't think we look like we're even together?
No, we dress like that, no.
No, you said we don't, that wasn't about dressing. You said we don't even look like we're together.
We don't.
We don't, but look at us. Do we not like look like we're together? Do we not look like a couple? Do we not? I think we do. We don't look like a couple. I think we're a cute couple. You don't think we're a cute couple?
Bae.
I'm starting to bullshit. We don't look.
Don't get cray cray.
I will leave the show if you use one more baby expression. I will leave the show.
You're going to leave the show.
Yes.
Ladies of all.
No, all you'll say is you'll talk about yourself and nobody will be interested.
That's
a I'm a B.I.G. from the L.O.G. and I play for the Knicks and I rap. I have no topics this week other than to talk about me. Did you know I was gone on?
How about the topic? How about the topic? Should Noelle leave the show?
Then there is no show. Mr. versus Mrs. How are you going to have a show? You don't have another Mrs.
I get another co-host.
Who, Virtue is going to be your Mrs.?
No, I'll get
it. Oh, it'll be Virtue.
I'll get a female.
You want to do a show? Who you want to do it with? Virtue.
No, I got some people.
Who you want to do a show with? Big Ray?
No, I got people in the inbox.
You have no.
I got DMs.
Vagina possessing people.
I do have some vaginas that I possess. I just don't share. Babe, it's that magic from years back, yo. You know, they still clinging to the B.I.G.B. from the L.O.G.
Topic.
That should be the
about
topic.
Dress up, dress down, turn into you possessing vaginas from because years ago. Dirty, cobweb-filled vaginas from years ago. No. You want cobweb vaginas?
No, once
did I... Did you not get enough sex? You had sex during the Super Bowl. Did you not get enough sex?
Hold on, but once I still get working it again, there won't be no...
Well, you better send, like, Roto-Rooter in there first. You get all those cobwebs on your D.
No, I wash off without.
What is wrong with you?
Because
who hurt you, Vito? Who hurt you?
You didn't.
How?
Many ways.
I never hurt you. I take care of you. I love you.
You're out of your mind. You're on your meds again.
I don't take any meds for any emotional problems, sir. That's number one. Number two,
stop taking those
I
meds.
Love you. I show you my, we go to the doctor's office, all right? And they make you fill out paperwork when you have like your physical, okay? So you and I go to the doctor's office and they have this emotional paper that you have to fill out. You know exactly what I'm going to say. So we're filling it out, right? And it says, do you have someone who loves and cares for you? And of course I check yes, my husband. Vito checked no. And then he handed it to me. And I was like, Vito. I was like, what about me? And you're like, oh, I misunderstood the question. Like, what the hell? What is wrong with you? Why is everything torture? Like, are you like my test from God? Like, God sent you to me to test my patience with a human being?
Not at all. I just,
Mm-hmm. Why? Who does that? It's a medical form. And you were dead serious. You handed it to me like this. And I look at it and I'm like, you have no one that loves and cares for you? And you went,
and she
I misunderstood the question.
And she actually got mad, so young.
I did, dead man. I'm like, you have me. What the hell are you even talking about?
Oh, I am so cool.
No, that's a medical form.
It's a medical form.
Do you have someone that loves and cares for you? Do you have someone that loves and cares
for
you?
What does the form say?
No! You check no! There's one day, guys, where I'm just going to completely lose my mind and tap out. Like, I've already been through enough. I've had a stroke. I've lost most of my vision. I can't ever concentrate on anything. I have completely ADHD.
So, along with that, and me not having no one to love and care for me, you're leaving the show, and you're leaving me. Okay.
I never said I was leaving you. I said I was leaving your show. Who are you going to replace me with? Big Ray.
No. If there's any ladies out there who think they would like to be the co-host.
No. There's no opening. I haven't left the show
You're
yet.
Leaving.
I haven't left yet.
But when she leaves, is anybody out there who would like to?
Listen, you'll leave before me. I'm the Kelly Ripa of this program. You will leave before me. I will go through co-hosts like there's no tomorrow. Come in again. See, he doesn't like it when the tables turn on him.
I'm not turning nothing. I'm just trying to avoid a fight because it is the Big Vito brand on the Big Vito Network.
No.
And
this show.
Big, with my friend of 30
so
years.
He's my friend too. Yes, he is.
If I wanted you fired, you'd get fired.
Call him right now and get me fired.
I would.
I'll hand you a phone.
He wants to wrestle with you.
Oh, really? You guys not like Mr. and Mrs.? He wants the wrestling show because he has a wrestling network. But the wrestling show is on our network. If you want to go do a wrestling show and you want to cancel Mr. versus Mrs., I'll go up into the sunset. I have no problems with that.
So that means you're moving out, you're leaving the show.
I never said, guys, I want you to notate this. Every time I say that, like, okay, I'll step aside. So Vito goes, you're leaving me? I'm like, no. Like, I could say, oh, Vito, finish off this bag of Cheetos. And Vito go, oh, so I have to finish off this bag of Cheetos. So you're leaving me? Like, that's what you do to me every time I make a statement. Every time I say something, you go, oh, so you're leaving me?
I'm just trying to get the head started in case I swear.
I'm not leaving you.
I have to work out for the breakup and get more of my closet, my clothes straight, you know what I mean?
Because you have to dress up for every occasion.
Exactly. You want
to
go out.
That's the other thing. Like I said, like I like to be comfortable in certain scenarios. I like to dress up. I always say every day is another opportunity to wear a costume because I love that. But Vito, you come out of your closet, I say to you first. Always first, before I get dressed, because it takes me a little bit, I say, what are you wearing? I don't know, babe.
I don't know.
Are you dressing up or dressing down? I don't know, babe. Okay, so I figure, all right, then I set the tone for the outing. All right? So I'll get on, some yoga pants or whatever. I don't know. Something dressed down, shorts and a t-shirt. Okay? And then Vito comes out and he's like fixing his $20,000 ring or whatever. You know, ring on. Anyway, you're fixing and putting a Rolex on. You've got a button-down shirt on, like these beach dress pants, and like you got those velvet pointy-toed shoes with a gold Versace emblem on them. And here I am in shorts and a t-shirt and some damn flip-flop. And I look at you and I go, "Well, fuck, I got to change because every time you come out, like I'm gonna look homeless." And they're gonna be like, "That poor Vito. Look, he just picked that homeless woman up off the street." Well, then I got to go and change. Now I had to pick up two outfits. What if he just would have told me, oh, babe, I'm going to dress up. And then I can't always assume he's going to dress up because sometimes I'll dress up and then he goes and puts on gym shorts and a gold gym shirt and comes out and he was like, oh, you look nice, babe. Well, now I'm dressed up and I look like an idiot because now I'm wearing like a ball gown and you're wearing a gold gym shirt. Like if you just told me what you were going to wear, there wouldn't be an issue.
Number one, I dress myself. Number two, I don't have to announce to you what I'm wearing.
Yes, you absolutely do.
No, because
it's in our marriage contract.
No, it is not. You know, I'm a grown man. I want to wear what I want to wear.
Well, no,
do as I want to do.
I will slide you in the jaw right now.
For what?
Because you're just being rude. You could make things convenient for your wife by going, I'm not trying to dress him. I don't dress him. He's a toddler. He does whatever he wants.
Do I have to go back to that medical paper? Does somebody really love and care for me? Does it look like on this show? No.
That's the worst thing that you ever did to me in public, by the way. And you've done some bad things, but the fact that you sat there and you held it out like this, like you were dead serious about handing it to me, and there were people in that doctor's office, and I was like, really, Vito? You don't have anybody that loves and cares for you? And you were like, no. And people were staring at us, and I'm like,
that's because they were waiting. The ladies in there were waiting to give me their number. Okay.
No, they were waiting for me to knock them out. They wanted to videotape it and send it to Warsaw.
They wanted my number and wanted to know how I was getting around, if I needed a ride home.
You think everybody wants your number?
They do.
All right, give it out on the show. You got your number. Everybody wants it. You guys want a number? Come on, remember.
Remember the last time I gave out my number at a wrestling show? I started getting calls. Remember that one?
Me and Stacy Carter were sitting at the gimmick table because her then husband was wrestling and Vito was wrestling, and we were selling our 8x10s. We're having a really good time. Number one, Vito goes out in his dress to put a ring on it, which he's trying to do the dance, but he doesn't know how. So he's just waving his hands. Stacy's in tears. She's in tears because Vito's going like this, walking down the thing. She's like, he doesn't know how to do it. I was like, no, we just let him go. We just let him go. Then after his match, he wins, he stands up, he gets on the mic and starts giving out his phone number. And she's going, no, no, no. He gave everything out but the last digit and said, you figure it out. Don't hurt me, Vito. How are you like this?
I'm protecting myself in case of a breakup.
We are married. We've been married forever.
Just because you're married doesn't mean you can't break up and get the big evict. You know what I mean?
That's not happening. We have a deal. We have a deal. We have a relationship agreement.
Oh, my God. You don't think that if something bad happened, like, you wouldn't leave?
No. What, are you setting something up for the future?
I'm just saying.
No, I would stay and make your life miserable.
No, but then I would leave.
No, it's in the relationship agreement. You have to stay.
I will go buy that treehouse.
You go buy that treehouse, and I'll go buy the one next door. That's probably our answer to every problem we've ever had. We should both buy tree houses next to each other. And then I'll have my tree house with what I want in it. And you can have your tree house with you want in it. But no whores.
No, they'll be respectable.
No, no respectable hoes either. I don't want that. Mm-mm. You're still married.
It's my place.
You're married.
But it's my place.
Well, you can dress however you want in there, but you can't have whores.
I'll have parties.
So you can walk around in your Versace. You went to Versace. Where did I go?
Babes, where do you prefer to shop?
Where did I go?
You prefer to go to the comfortable dress shop.
Listen, I went to the thrift spending store. And you went to Versace. That's a lie. I did go to Kate Spade, but I didn't buy anything.
That's because I got you something there last week on the Big Beetle account.
No, you did not pay for that.
But whose account did it go on?
It doesn't matter. That doesn't mean you got it. I paid for it.
I helped pay for it.
This is the kind of guy where if I buy something I bought something for myself, and Peter be like, that's a great Valentine's gift. I'll take that money out of the bills or something. Like, come on. Like, you gotta give some. You can't just say it went on my account.
I did give you. I gave you my account for the discount.
You didn't have to give me your account for the, I have a pass holder discount.
And my discount is bigger than yours. Thank you.
Oh, my God. My discount's bigger than yours. Well, whip out your discount. Let's see it. I'm not going to stop you. Whip it up.
Ridiculous. Just
that you pulled your shirt up.
I could tell you're happy to be here on the Big Vito Show.
No, I'm just happy to be alive. I'm happy all the time.
Guys, you see what I deal with, right?
I'm always happy. I'm always happy. Okay. Dress up. It's not more show. Dress up. Dress down.
I was going to say, you know, anybody out there would like to have a new show with the BIGB analogy?
Babe, you're dumping me as a co-host.
I didn't say I would dump you. I'm just going to do a new show.
You don't have enough time.
I do have time. I'll make
it. No, you don't. You know how you don't have enough time? Because you opened a Patreon and you have a lot of new shows.
Right. So, if there's any ladies out there who want to host a show and they want me as their co-host and I will come to your studio. DM me, yo.
Vito, you realize that I know the breakdown of the sex of the people that watch the show. Do you know how many percentages of females watch the show?
How many?
20% of it.
Right.
And now 80% of the viewing public is male.
Right. And that's because you guys are going to talk to females eventually. Right. And once the word gets out there, I had to hear what Big Vito said. He's looking for a co-host with the most so that he can co-host the new show. Word of mouth.
You have so many issues. And I just ask, who hurt you, you know, in your past that you have to be like this?
I can't be. I have to be. If I'm not, like, whipped by you, I'm not whipped.
You're
by
not
you.
Whipped. I don't want to whip me.
No, that's good.
I don't want a guy that'll roll over and be a
wuss.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the word I want to use. But, yeah, I don't want that. Right. I want a man's man.
All right, you got
but I also want a man that tells me how he's dressing so that I can dress appropriately for an event.
But I'm not going to ask. But I don't want to have an announcement. I'll just have a showing and I'm done.
Okay, you think everything is like a runway. So from now on, I'm not going to get ready until you get ready. I am going to sit on the bed completely naked and wait till you get dressed and then I'll get dressed. And it'll save me from getting dressed twice. I'll just wait for you to get dressed, see what you're wearing, and match up. I mean, this isn't every day, guys. I mean, I'm talking about, like, going out. I'm talking about, like, going out.
Want to know who has emotionally hurt me? You.
What was that look you just gave?
You.
I have never emotionally
You're doing hurt. It now, and people are seeing it.
No, I'm not emotionally
You're scarring me. So anybody out there who wants to fill out my medical form to show they care and give hugs, I'm available.
I love you. I show you I love you. I showed you I loved you last night during the Super Bowl.
I was the one who started shit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I was all like this.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. Well, I guess technically you were the one that said, let's watch the Super Bowl. That's why you put that big TV in there.
Those special moments.
You were really excited about Tampa Bay. Yep. And that's that. You don't think I love you. Mm-hmm. No.
You use me to be on the net.
No. I don't use you.
And since you, and once.
I didn't have a network when I met you.
Right.
I
now, now that now that I have a network and I have a Patreon, if I decide to close it or it goes bankrupt, you'll leave the show. Leave me and leave me here.
Who runs your network and your Patreon?
Big Ray.
I run your network. And Ray and I together run your Patreon. And Virtue helps with promotion.
Right.
So you have to, so what do you do other than appear on your
I'm
network?
I'm the talent. I'm the name brand.
We have to speak.
You form a dance.
So don't come in here and say I'm using you. You're using me for my expertise at producing your brands. If that's how we're playing the cards, I just slam down my ace.
Your ace just lost.
No, right? No. Mm-mm.
We should have a show. Who do you want to co-host a show with? Noelle or Vita?
We could talk about fun things on the Noelle show. Maybe that will be next week's show. Who would you rather co-host a show with? That will be next week's show. Don't forget. I always forget. Don't forget. Because you remember, and then you don't tell me until halfway through the show, and you're like, oh, this is supposed to be about this.
So when you're officially in your treehouse, when you move out, and we do this new show, who do you want to co-host with? You'll do your show with your person. I'll do mine with my person.
In your treehouse.
No, I'm going to be here.
No, you said you were buying a treehouse.
I know.
I thought we were getting treehouses next door.
Yeah, we are. I'll go buy one, but I'm keeping this.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would you buy a treehouse and keep this? Because we had two treehouses.
Right, but then I want two locations so I could, you know, renew.
Can we build a tunnel in between the two treehouses? Or how are there stacks?
Babe, you're going to have to text me and see if I'm here.
I don't like this idea. Maybe I should go back and fill out the form. Who loves me? Nobody.
All right. Give the people the credits. Give the people their stuff. Let's close the show. We got another topic for next week. We just established this week. All right. And that's because it was on.
Okay, guys. If you want to hear more rantings from Bald Joe over here, go to his social media at the Big Vito Brand. Also, BigVitoBrand.com, BigVito.com. Everything has your name on it. We're going to have 5 days to vote whether you like to dress up or dress down. Which do you prefer? 5 days to vote, Magic T Speller on Twitter, and then we will name the winner here next week. Boy, did you lose last week. Oh, boy, you lost. Vito has a new Patreon, guys, and it's pretty cool. He does daily postings every day. There is a good morning message. There is programs. There's Getting Color the Hard Way is Vito's interview show. He's going to have one Stevie Richards this month. What else is there? Oh, Vito has a wrestling school called Wrestling 101 where he's going to tell you guys how to become a professional wrestler, how to maintain yourself as a professional wrestler. That is also on Patreon as well as I Love Vito. If you like this show, it's this show on steroids. And we have a referee, Big Ray. And Vito does a show with Big Ray. What's your show called? M.O.B.
M.O.B.
Men of Business. And they talk sports, they talk current events, topics, and everything else. Big Right, it's hysterical. We'd like to thank Hameen Media and Ben Hameen, who helps us out to maintain this lovely new platform that we're on.
All right, well, sounds good.
And Twitch. Mm-hmm. Twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand. You can check out Getting Color at 7 p.m. on Sundays live with Vito and Virtue. Go ahead, V.
Listen, that's it from the Big Vito Brand. And we were live, baby, live.
We were.
And we were. And, you know, anybody wants to help Noelle move out to her treehouse. You just said you were moving. And if anybody has crayons and like to help me fill out my doctor's papers to see who loves me.
He does need help. He never fills out his own papers. And when he does, it ends poorly. Who loves you? Who loves you?
We'll find out in the results.
Who loves
See
you?
This? This is abuse.
Who loves you?
I know.
This is sad, sad turning events.
What, because you're moving out and you don't love me?
I'm not.
And you found someone else?
The show will never end. Who loves someone else? I don't leave the office. Who's someone else? I don't even leave the house very often. And I only leave with you. Who's someone else? Baby Yoda?
All right, guys, we're out of here. Peace out. I hope you had a good time. Smile, people. Don't be a jerk.